Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does all the time, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers and to the warehouse and factory workers and everybody else that's out there right now doing whatever it is you're doing, working the third watch, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to the chat room, the Captain's Group. That's all it is, three words, the Captain's Group on Facebook, and get in the chat room and join in on all the conversation there. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And before we get to our caller, Kyle Warren is with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a little treat for you here. We've got a Marine from Portland, Oregon, and Semper Fi there, and that's for my son, a Marine. How you doing there, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm up here in there, Portland, Maine, though.
Okay, what's your name again? I forgot your name.
My name's Mike. We're up here. We're the second night we got you up here at WLOB out of Portland.
Great.
So, yeah, everybody, I'm getting calls from everybody. I work with the radio station down there quite a bit for vets issues, and you guys are getting a lot of positive reaction up this way. So they really like the show.
Well, we try to be all American all the time, and we try not to dwell on things, and we definitely don't editorialize the news.
Yeah, we went through a lot up here during the Collins race up here.
Yeah.
They were dumping millions in this state.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere without an advertisement everywhere against, you know, from Gideon and the Dems. And just kind of burn everybody out, if you know what I mean.
I do. Now, how did you wind up in Maine from Florida? It's a little chilly up there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a naval shipyard up here where we build our best missile cruisers in the world.
Right, that's
Bath Ironworks.
Yeah.
And I worked security for them up there. DOD, I was subcontracting from DOD as a security guy.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up here in Maine. I used to work for Steinbrenner
in
his shipyard in Tampa.
Right.
And he was closing up the yard.
Yep.
So we were looking at jobs up, and they said, you're from New England, why don't you go up to Maine? And I said, what's up there? And he said, the shipyard in Bath. So that's how I ended up here. Great people up here in the state of Maine.
Well, look, Mike, we appreciate you calling in, and don't be a stranger. Feel free to call us at any time and let us know what's going on in Maine. I understand the weather's a little bad up there. You got some wind, and I see the rain. I see the rain right now, and I see a gale warning along the coast all the way to Nova Scotia.
Yeah, it's blowing pretty good. We're getting 50, 60 mile an hour gusts tonight. So, no power. I haven't had power for about 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, Yeah, a lot of us up here have no power right now. It's in the thousands. But we're used to it, so we'll get through it.
All right. Well,
Captain.
Take care, Mike.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi to you, too. And thank you very much. And that's a Marine who, by the way, he told me in 68 he was in Quezon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, when we do mention the different things that we talk about here, we try to be accurate. The HHS Secretary Azar said that there are two COVID vaccines now that are going to be available to Americans within the next week or two. We talked about Pfizer drug that's come out. Now we talked about Moderna. And I understand there's maybe one coming again from Johnson & Johnson or something like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think I've heard something about that. Yeah, but of course, yeah, there's been several of these things on track. And because, again, it wasn't just putting, you know, one company to work to do it, but several. And of course, and that's a good thing, because if they are all, efficacious, then that means that more people will get the vaccine more quickly, obviously.
Oh, well, you know, warp speed, is the president's baby. And of course, he got it all put together, and he reminded everybody over the weekend, I don't really think he needed to, but he reminded everybody over the weekend that, hey, don't forget, I'm the one that got this vaccine put out there, not Joe Biden, because you just know that Joe Biden is going to try to take credit for this, and his all-female press staff is going to be the ones pushing it. You want to bet?
Well, you know, and they've already got the sort of the catchphrase, and that is Joe Biden shuts down the virus. I mean, you know, really? Well, only with the vaccine, that you're right, it wouldn't be there if not for Donald Trump, because he used the office of the presidency very adeptly doing that by clearing the road for this to happen.
Now, the New York City positive rate on COVID just hit 4%, and they're going through the roof because it's 4%, right?
Right, right.
So guess what they did?
What's that?
They've restricted visits to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree to 10 people each.
Wow. Well, okay.
With social distancing, you have to be 6 feet apart.
Yep.
So 10 people are taking up 60 foot of space.
Wow. Well,
and that's outdoors.
Well, exactly. It seems like, you know, we all want to follow the science, but I'm wondering if that's scientific.
Well, the science is herd immunity. We've talked about that before. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And again, that's one of the reasons why Dr. Atlas is resigning from the COVID advisory board, because he believes in herd immunity. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening wherever you're listening to us from. We appreciate each and every one of you out there, whether you're behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler, whether you're behind the wheel of a bus, or whether you're just out there in a motorhome, an RV, or just listening to us in your hotel or your house or whatever. I want to tell you about our friends at Auto Glass America, because in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And Auto Glass America will do just that for you, because they'll give you $100 placed right in the palm of your hand when they finish your windshield replacement and you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right back in your hand at the time of the service. And here in the state of Florida, of course, you have to have Florida comprehensive insurance. It depends on other states. But in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you have to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, get $100 dropped in your palm today. And by the way, that number is good anywhere in the country that you're at, 813-96-GLASS. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again. Where'd that masked man go? All right. Well, you know, we're talking about the COVID and the vaccine and this, that, and the other. And Dr. Fauci has come out again. I've just about had it with Fauci. He says something and everybody goes, oh, yeah, well, that's good. We can agree with that. And then he'll turn around and reverse whatever the hell he said. And it's hard to fathom. Hard to fathom.
It is hard to fathom. It's hard to follow along. It's hard to know what is really the upshot of everything that we're learning about COVID-19, because it always changes. And of course, the American people, Captain, are more than willing to do things to stay safe, to protect themselves, their neighbors, their family, you name it. But what's happened, of course, over the course since March course of the spring and the summer and now into the fall and into the winter, we're seeing, these sort of contradictory statements. That's been politicized to the point where people just throw up their hands and say, I don't know what to believe. Even though they've seen people get sick, they may know somebody who's been sick, and so forth, but they still don't know what to believe because with the whole Trump thing thrown into the mix and the media after Trump, and Fauci saying this one day, but something else the next day.
Yeah.
Again, it's just too confusing, and we need to get the politics out of it.
Well, he just did it again.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Over
yeah.
the weekend, he says, well, the U.S. may see a surge upon a surge of the virus in weeks ahead.
Well, exactly. And by the way, everywhere I go, at least here in California, it may differ across the country, obviously, but everywhere I go, everybody's wearing a mask. If you go into a public place, a store.
That's what they wanted.
That's right. So everybody's wearing a mask. So masks are supposed to do something, I guess, but now in fact, it's so bad in California, according to the government and to the numbers that are coming out, that Gavin Newsom is considering a massive lockdown for California. Yeah, exactly. In fact, because almost everyone in California lives under now what they call the purple tier, so now Gavin Newsom's invented a new phrase. We could be going into a deep purple tier. I kid you not. Deep purple tier. Now, deep purple wasn't purple enough. Now it's going to be deep purple.
Well, when you start talking about deep purple, I start thinking about music.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Smoke on the water.
Yeah.
But basically, and again, so this could happen in the next 2 weeks, given the data, or if it continues to get worse, that kind of thing. That was announced earlier today, I believe, or earlier on Monday, yesterday.
So New York is excited about a 4% number coming back on positive cases. Do you know what the levels are in California? Are they higher, lower? What are they?
I don't know at the top.
I thought
they
were lower. I thought California was like 3.1 or something like that.
Well, it had been getting better from what I could tell, but of course the rates had gone up, and that's why places like Orange County went into from the red tier to the purple tier, which is the worst. But then LA County, just in the last few days, Captain, also has issued its own stay-at-home order. So they're already doing that. So a lot of people are figuring that Orange County and maybe San Diego County would follow suit sooner than later.
Well, I do know this. I know that yesterday, when the senators came back from their Thanksgiving recess, they started talking about coronavirus relief again, the senators. I'm not sure they're doing anything in the House, but the Senate started to bring it up because, of course, they were sent a bill from the House of Representatives, remember?
That's right. That's right.
So I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, if we have, and by the way, in L.A. County, all dine-in, even at reduced capacity for restaurants, has been totally banned again. And in fact, you can't dine in. Well, pardon me, I have to correct myself. You can't eat outside in L.A. County, but in Orange County, you can eat outside, but you can't dine in as well in Orange County. But if we have another stay-at-home thing or you can't dine outside, these restaurants are going to go out of business, literally. And without a stimulus of something, your small businesses, not just restaurants, but others as well, are going to face they're just going to go up. They're going to go belly up. Or what else can they do if we don't have some kind of stimulus? So this 1-2 punch is going to be too much for somebody. And at Christmas time, that's my goodness, how horrible!
Or you could just leave the businesses open.
You could. There are some that are trying to stand up or defy it. But once they start going down that road, no matter what state you're in, you could lose your liquor license, you could lose your business license, turn off the water, turn off the power, that kind of thing. So the government has great, great sway over whether or not
your
business is open.
If you think they've had problems with unemployment and the balance, the budgets rather, with the unemployment in there, which the states have to make up a certain amount of it, you wait till they do this time around. There's not enough money there to pay unemployment.
Well, exactly.
Which means here we go again. The federal government's got to bail all the states out.
Exactly. And so this is just a nightmare scenario And so that's why, you know, people are talking about shop local and do that kind of stuff for Christmas.
By the way, we had a record-setting Atlantic hurricane season, which just ended as of yesterday, because today, of course, is the 1st of December. The end of November is the last day of hurricane season. And when Mike called me from up there, I was just thinking to myself, he said they got 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds. That's technically a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Down here it is, anyway.
Exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. So, but what a storm season we had this year. I even forget how many named storms we had. What, 23, 24, 25?
That's right. Went down into the Greek alphabet names.
Yeah. And now, of course, anything that develops this time of the year, now it's called subtropical. So technically, I don't think it counts on the season, although it may. I don't know exactly how they do it. But holy smokes, what a year.
I know. It really... really has been. A lot of people are waiting for New Year's Eve, Captain. they really are. But you know, we've got months to go, but we can still do a lot of good things in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, we have an email message here from Hannah. She says the McSally-Kelly race was a special election in Arizona, so he takes his seat as soon as Arizona votes are certified. If I'm not mistaken, the votes were certified yesterday, but they were asking the Trump people were asking the legislature not to certify the election results. So it's a governor certified, not the legislature yet. And then she says the 130-day tenure of Dr. Atlas is up next week. That's why he tendered his resignation.
Right. Yeah, that's right. He was there for a time, but during his time there, he had been pretty outspoken about things, and so caused some controversy insofar as that it seemed to go against what Dr. Fauci was.
Well, that was it. I think he and Fauci butted heads.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But also, Fauci was sort of picked as this, you know, he is going to be the final arbiter of all things coronavirus, you know. And but again, we've learned so much since March, obviously, or since earlier this year. A lot of what Dr. Fauci was talking about wasn't, well, it wasn't right. I mean, if you go back and look at it all.
Well, he's auditioning for a role in the Biden administration, I'm sure.
Well, sure. And also he became kind of like this character, almost like a TV character.
Hold on a second. I'm going to try to get this call in. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Hannah from Palm Harbor. I just wanted to add that Mark Kelly is supposed to be sworn in this Wednesday.
Okay. Well, he's number 48, so that doesn't hurt.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you.
He's at 48.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you very much for letting me know. Thank you very much. Okay. There you go. Okay. Well, we appreciate callers like that that pay attention and help us out. So there you go. So, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we're coming right back. And when we come back, I've had a request again to talk about the Amistad Project, which is the way we started the show. We're going to tell you what they found out that the FBI is now trying to do something about. Again, this is a news story, not an editorialized piece. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna filed paperwork with the Food and Drug Administration Monday requesting an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. It also presented more data from its phase 3 trials that showed the shot was 94% effective against the virus and 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mansif Salawi says the new data is great news. The head of Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that millions of doses of vaccine should be ready to ship as soon as their use is approved.
We're also producing a few millions of doses of vaccine in preparation for approval. Both vaccines have now been submitted to the FDA for emergency use authorization, expected around the 11th or so of December for Pfizer and around the 18th or 19th for the Moderna vaccine, and hopefully we'll start rolling vaccine doses.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And keep in mind, hour number four this morning, Ron Edwards will be my guest in the hour number four. Going to be talking about a lot of different things there, plus we'll have another Edwards Notebook. And right now, I want you to hear from Farah and Farah.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
Now, Farrah and Farrah's got a 24/7 number, and they do have offices in Florida and Georgia. Their number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. If you were to call them right now with your legal questions, they would be able to answer it for you and tell you whether or not they can help you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now we talked about this in hour number one, but we need to talk about it again before you go on the way there. The Amistad Project, that's A-M-I-S-T-A-D, A-M-I-S-T-A-D, is a project that has been doing a lot of investigation on the voter rolls around the countryside, and in particular in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, they say that they have found hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots that were not requested by the people whose names were on the ballot. Somebody went and voted using the absentee ballots, sending them in, and when the people actually showed up to vote, they were told they'd already voted.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, again, these aren't, crackpot, things happening.
No, we're talking about a former state attorney general that runs this.
Exactly. So what they're reporting is very serious. And the logical conclusion in this is that if there are ballots that were voted, but they weren't from the people whose names are on the ballots, and if that can be shown, then you've got a real, real problem on your hands. And those ballots obviously would have to be considered by definition invalid if they were misrepresenting the people whose names are on the ballots. And so again, and it should be, and I understand it's logistically hard to do because of the volumes involved, mm-hmm. but it should be something where can it be shown who requested or when was the ballot requested? Where did it go? What's the signature on the absentee ballot? That's what the audits are for, and that's where we could get some more data to really drive this. And again, it's the need to know the truth that is the overriding factor here. We can't simply sweep things under the rug, and we can't simply say, oh, well, you know, it's just so big, it's so complicated, well, we'll just keep going the way we're going. You know, that's not the way the American people want it. I mean, there are some true believers out there, Captain, who just really believe, well, no matter what happened, as long as Biden won, that's fine, no matter how he won. You know, and that's not the way I think that the average American looks at things. The average American wants to know the real truth because, unlike in the movie, right, you know, we can handle the truth.
Yeah.
We really can.
Yeah. Now, I believe that the Amistad Project, after the FBI gets done doing what they're doing, taking a look at the information that they've turned over to them, I believe that they are going to be filing suits in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. Is that correct?
I believe so. That's right. Yes.
Okay. So there's another bunch of suits coming. I don't know if the Supreme Court would take these and put these all together to make a decision or what they would do. But certainly, when you have the FBI looking around at what this particular project did, which again is a group of legal eagles that were out there, investigating this, and that's what they say they found. You just got to wonder how deep this all goes.
Well, right. You know, there was the hearing yesterday, Captain, in Arizona, where Rudy Giuliani was talking to the state representatives there, state senators, and what they were talking about, the firsthand eyewitness accounts of what was happening in the counting rooms. In particular, how ballots were being opened, but they were being damaged as they were opening them, and they would have to be put into a table that what they call duplicate. Doesn't mean that they were duplicate ballots, but they were ballots that were somehow damaged, couldn't go through the machines, and then they would have to be quote-unquote duplicated before they could be essentially counted. But the chain of custody was not good. They would disappear into another room and so on. If you have one person, one particular poll watcher reporting, she had to watch, 17, 18, 20 tables or something like this.
Uh-huh.
Now, one person can't do that. It's not fair. It's not right. And so on top of that, then you had the technical guy come in talking about how these machines could easily be connected to the internet. They're designed to be to do that, and on it went. The possibilities of having the data really corrupted, if it's sent somewhere out into the big world on the internet, it's very, very compelling stuff. So I would encourage anybody to get a copy of that. I'm sure you could find it on YouTube or something and watch it. It goes on for a long time, but it's very powerful stuff.
Well, now the other thing is, up there in Georgia, our friends in Georgia that are listening, the fifth letter was sent by the Trump administration to the campaign, Counselor Ray Smith sent a letter to the Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger by the campaign advisor Ray S. Smith, the lawyer. He urged an audit before it's too late. He says it's not possible for you to accurately certify the results in a presidential race until and unless there's a thorough audit of the signatures, which we've now requested four times in writing prior to this request. Now, the governor could order that. Where the hell is he at?
Well, exactly. You got to wonder, you know, what's the underlying problem here? Because it seems like a reasonable request. And it should be possible to do. If you have an audit where you match the signatures up and so forth and have some kind of reasonable standard for whether or not something does match, it goes into what does the basic integrity of the election look like? And if there's always a cloud over it, it means that our country can't really move forward as it should under whomever the elected president is. That's what this does, Captain, is it works and plays into the hands of people who actually do want to disrupt our country, who are happy to see this kind of chaos going on, not just from outside the country, but maybe people from inside who think, well, you know, America will fall and this kind of all this kind of stuff that we have to deal with, you know, as a free nation.
And again, what we have to do as a nation and as people is we have to get on the telephone lines and we have to call not just our congressional representatives, we have to call our state representatives and say election reform is needed now, period.
Well, sure, exactly. There has to be something, there's got to be something better than this, obviously, and there has to be some kind of standards. Yes, the state set the pace on handling the elections and so forth. But again, it has to pass the reasonableness test. You can't simply have ballots coming in from Timbuktu or wherever, way after the election day. In other words, and I've heard this phrase and I really agree with it, America needs to know who won the election on election night.
Right.
It can't keep dragging on because of this very thing that we're seeing happening right now.
And again, Florida was the shining example for the entire country to see. We had been the laughing stock for years. And I almost fell out of my chair when at 7:30 we had the report that Palm Beach County and Broward County had all their votes in and they were tabulating them.
Right.
That was never that way. Never.
But what they've shown is that it's doable. And if you laser focus in on it, it can be done. And so,
well, you know why it was doable? They got rid of the stupid supervisor of elections people that were allowing that to happen and all their little underlings and started over.
You got to clean house sometimes.
They did. And they had everything done and certified by 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, we knew where we were. And then for some reason, the mainstream media wouldn't put it out there. Now, our network did, Salem Radio Network did, because we were broadcasting on the network that night. And we got it out there right away and let the people hear it. But nobody else put it out there.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on, including talk about Mike up there in Maine and his weather he's got out there. Holy smokes. They've got a gale off Maine. And down here, if that was down here right now, it'd be a tropical storm. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia, and we hope everybody's staying nice and warm there tonight because it's in the 20s across most of Georgia tonight, and even cooler yet, way up to the north where they're going to be getting some snow in North Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and consider joining the Drivers Club, because if you do, you'll get points for buying fuel, you get points for buying food in a restaurant, you get points for buying supplies at the trucker store, and that's a good thing. And you can use them in the Drivers Club, not only in the club and on the website that they have there, but also for discounts in the store. Now, let's get going here. We're going to crank it up again, and we're going to rock. Alrighty, that's AC/DC back in the day when they were just getting cranked up and getting started, and that's called Stand Up. And that was a little video that was going on there. Some of the noises you were hearing in the background were coming from the video, but that's okay. Okay, Kyle, you back with us?
I'm not by here.
Alrighty, well, let me just read the statement here, and then you go from there out west. A powerful low-pressure system will linger across the northeastern U.S. on Tuesday and into Wednesday. Gusty winds will be common from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley to the eastern seaboard, while heavy snow will impact areas in northeastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, and southwestern New York up towards Buffalo along the lee shore of Lake Erie. Now, meanwhile, elevated fire weather threats are expected in Southern California from gusty offshore winds and dry conditions, and we do have a gale warning all the way up the East Coast tonight from Georgia to Nova Scotia, and up there in Maine, we do have some really high winds tonight, about 40, 50, 60 mile an hour as you get closer to Nova Scotia. The heavy rain seems to have let up a little bit. It's pretty much to the north of I-95, up, say, 50, 60 miles, but still some in some other areas. So go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California tonight. We've got a fire weather watch that's brewing in the San Bernardino, San Diego, Orange County area. Also, a wind advisory up in the L.A. County area. This stretches up through Santa Clarita and up through the Angeles National Forest. If you're traveling up the I-5 freeway, Ventura-Oxnard area. Now, of course, this is really going to start up, we believe, in the middle of the week as we have a system coming through up in the Montana area, which is going to be bringing some snow. In fact, right now in Great Falls is 38 degrees and some snow going on right there right now. But as the system moves through and comes out down through Southern California, that's going to create the dry, windy conditions that we may see here in the middle of the week, and that's why we have a fire weather watch. In the Central Valley, freeze warning for Central California and the Central Valley. That's going to be bad for agriculture. This is going to be in the Fresno area, a little south of Modesto, a little north of Bakersfield, but encompassing both California 99 and I-5. Up in Oregon, we've got air stagnation advisories going on as you travel up the 5 freeway through Medford, Rosenberg, all the way up to Portland. And then over in Montana, as we were talking about, we have winter weather advisories happening right now. If you're in the Great Falls area along I-15, you're seeing that for sure. This also heads over towards Missoula along I-90 for that winter weather advisory. Our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming have that high wind warning going on. And right now in Denver, Colorado, it's holding at 33 degrees, Captain. So cold for our friends right there right now in Denver as you travel down the I-5 corridor. And if you're near Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico, you may be looking at a wind advisory in that area along the I-25.
All right, well, picking it up over in the central southern part of Oklahoma and the northern, the northern central part along I-40 of Oklahoma from El Reno to Oklahoma City, and in the southern central part of Kansas, you've got a winter storm watch there tonight. Driving conditions could go downhill very quickly. And then, of course, we have got a freeze warning all the way across from Laredo, Texas, to Jacksonville, Florida, all points in between, on down towards the Tampa Bay area, where we're going to have lows in the near 40 by the morning, and to the north of us, we're going to have a hard freeze warning. Pasco County north, all the way up around the Panhandle, through all of Louisiana, through most of Mississippi, the southern half of Arkansas, and the eastern one-third of Texas, all under a hard freeze advisory right now. And then the snow tonight, folks, I-90, 94, and 80 right there, that stretch coming out of Illinois going over to Michigan. You've got winter storm watch and warning in that area for snow. Eastern part of Michigan, snow. Lake Erie all the way from now Toledo, okay, all the way from about Toledo to Dunedin and just about to Buffalo, New York on Lake Erie, you've got a winter storm warning. And then you've got snow across half of the western half of Pennsylvania, all of Ohio, the eastern part of Kentucky, and the eastern part of Tennessee to include the mountains, I-81, going on up through all the way to Pennsylvania. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and keep in mind, folks, and to our new listeners up there in Portland, Maine, at WLOB, thank you very much for tuning in. You do have some winds up there tonight to be worried about. So you guys that are running up there on I-95 empty, keep in mind, you know, that 60-mile-an-hour wind, if it hits you crosswise, depending on what you're doing, you better have two hands on the wheel. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Amistad Project?
I think I mentioned him, Phil Coy, on your show a couple of nights ago.
You did, and it's back in the news again, big time.
Yeah, it is a situation where it's a group that is doing, helping, I guess, independently investigate the abnormalities and anomalies in the elections. And certain things that they're finding out, it's almost kind of running parallel to some of the work that Rudy Giuliani and Crowd are doing.
Well, the statement that was made was hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots were found. People voted, somebody voted, and when the people went to the polls to vote, they were told they'd already voted with an absentee ballot, and in fact they didn't, in the states of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona.
That's correct. And not only that, but they had called in that same number of people and asked if they had voted. And they said yes when there was no record of a vote at all,
right,
under their name.
Which means they wiped the slate clean, just like yesterday when they had the problems in Fulton County, Georgia. A judge intervened and said, do not erase those machines. I don't know if they followed the order or not. Do you?
I think there was a server that was being seized.
Okay.
All right,
hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. We're just getting started.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.